Jen Hartman and Kevin Keith on Party Line. WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this TGIF. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antiques. Step back into a simple time, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. And our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, always made possible by Slabby's Food and Freedom, Ardente Dental, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Wilson Farm Market, Home National Bank, Ellis Jewelers, Patton Automotive, Blackhawk Winery, Schultz IGA, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, and the Farmers Bank. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Our Skywatch weather forecast is 45 only for the daytime high today, partly sunny skies. Clear tonight, low at 26, and a 40% chance of showers tomorrow, mainly midday, high 45. Sunshine both Sunday and Monday, and a high 52. 39 now from your official weather station, WILO. Coming up at 8:45 this morning, we'll have Daryl Sanders on the phone this morning with EMA to talk about COVID-19 and things they are doing to make you safer. And then at 9 o'clock this morning, originally had the mayor scheduled, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she had a couple things going on. So So Rodney Watt, we were trying to get a hold of him.
Yeah.
And, okay, so anyway, I think I may have texted the wrong person. Anyway, I thought he was communicating with me this morning. That's weird, because we had a conversation for about 20 minutes this morning, and I thought it was Rodney, but it looks like it might have been a friend of mine. I don't know. He just texted me back. Anyway, we'll talk about it. So anyway, if Rodney's listening, please call us at 9 o'clock this morning. Ken and I just thought that since we had open phones, it might be good to have someone on who actually knows exactly what they're talking about as far as what the orange levels mean and where we're at on, contingency plans and mitigation plans. And, of course, there's a lot going on, with COVID-19, especially behind the scenes here at Casper Media as we try to keep our basketball schedule squared away.
Yeah.
It seems like you and I and Don Stock are hanging out a lot more these days, trying to just keep everything, because we'll get the schedule going and then something will change. So we will do our best to keep you up to date with that, with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and WILO here as to what we're doing. And I did talk to Don last night, Ken, so I'll tell you about that.
Okay.
A little later on. A couple things we want to get to you first. Witham Health Services under temporary visitor restrictions. Due to the significant rise of COVID-19, they've got temporary visitor restrictions in effect for the safety and well-being of patients and staff. Now, basically, no visitors are allowed at this time with the exception of labor, delivery, and postpartum units, and then surgery, where one predetermined visitor will be allowed for each patient. And, of course, Ken, you and I tell everyone, don't take our word for it. Please just call ahead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of call ahead, if you want to get a community Thanksgiving dinner this year, you're going to have to call Jim Day ahead of time. A lot of people, I would say, I don't know, probably at least 40 or 50% normally just go to the neighborhood center and have a Thanksgiving lunch that day. But they're encouraging you to not do that. Well, not encouraging. They won't let you do that this year.
You can't do it.
The doors will be locked. But they are going to step up, and Jim Day and probably a few helpers will be delivering food.
Be more than a few.
Right. We'll be delivering food all over Clinton County. And again, I thought it was sort of for the less fortunate in the community, but it's just it's for anybody who needs it. You know, it seems like I know one person every year who's going through a little something, you know, at this time of year. Yeah. And that makes it tougher, whether it's a death in the family or something. And this is just something that's really near and dear to my heart. So if you would like delivery that day, you got to call Jim at 242-4842. If you'd like to donate some food, Daisy Shoemaker would love to talk to you at 242-5937. And, of course, you can make money donations to Keona at 242-7065. Or if you'd like to write a check, take it to the Farmers Bank, make it out to Community Thanksgiving Dinner, and they'll put it in there, all right?
So just so everybody knows, Aaron will be here Monday.
Oh, Aaron Congleton.
Yeah,
he'll yes, be here, okay, very
be here
good.
Monday.
They've got Food for Fines going on at the Frankfort Community Public Library. So I think it's for each item donated, like a non-perishable can of corn maybe or something. For each one, you get $2 off any fines or fees that you may have. And they can waive those fines up to $10 total. So they've got some restrictions, too, but they're still trying to provide the services they provide. So, again, call ahead if you want. I remember Greg telling us Monday that they're not encouraging people to stick around. If you need to come in, you know, look for a book, they'll help you. If you need to get on the computer a few minutes, that's fine. But they just want to get you going. So they've got the grab and go where you can call ahead and let them know. I know we had our senior fair virtually a few weeks ago. Greg was in here talking about the program they've got for seniors and for anyone really who's in a home and doesn't want to get out or can't get out, to where they'll bring you items from the library, whether it's DVDs to watch or books. And I forget the guy's name, Mike something maybe, who's in charge of that. If you kind of let him know what genre of books you like, he can, you know, grab a little something up your alley. So, again, you can call the library if you would like to at 654-8746 and find out all the details. But they're still open pretty much full force and trying to do what they can to provide us some normalcy. If there is something on your mind, you can always call Ken and myself at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. Today's Friday the 13th, 2020, Ken.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I always thought Friday the 13th was something that was, I don't know, you know, started it by a pagan in England in 1432 or something. But it seems like Friday the 13th is mostly a North American thing. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, I was.
Rest of the world doesn't really seem to get freaked out by 13 the way they do. Now, some superstitions have said that this came from the Last Supper in the Bible, you know, with 13 people sitting together before the death of Christ. I don't know where it started, and I meant to Google it, but ran out of time. So today is Friday the 13th and one of the craziest, worst years we've ever had. So we're just hoping to get through today, right?
You know, with the way everything's going, this might be the best day of your life.
It might be. You know what?
It could be, because everything's been so crazy going the other way. This might be it.
Yeah, exactly. I like the optimism there. All right, let's say good morning to Kim first.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi there.
About the mask wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always told your rights end when you infringe on mine.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, the CDC came out this week and said that it protects you, too.
Yeah.
And, I mean, didn't we already kind of know that?
I always thought so. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons I was wearing mine. But I want to protect other people, too. I don't want them you know, get it. So, yeah, we'll do everything we can on that, sure.
I'm sure most people don't have it, but it's just that 1%.
Yeah, no, and it's those the 1% that spread it, too. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Oh, and one more question. If Hokum had would have stayed on the, like, stage 3 or stage 4, you think we'd still be in this?
You know what? That's a great question, Kim.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, not one that I've heard anyone ask. Maybe not. We may be in a little better shape if he would have kept the restrictions tighter.
Well, I'd like to think.
That's what I think. How about you, Ken?
I would like to think that everybody who may have tried that, you know, would have had some success with it, but we haven't heard of anybody who did have success with that. So
well,
I don't know.
Too.
I really don't know.
I don't know either. Well, thanks, guys. You guys have a nice weekend.
All right, you too. You take
Thank
care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Kim. We appreciate that. Let's say good morning once to Larry. Hey there.
Yeah, good morning. That program the library has is great. About bringing you books.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you telling me about that a couple weeks ago, too. That's awesome.
It is awesome. And I seated Arizona has proclaimed for Biden.
They've called Arizona for Biden?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't they do that the other day?
Well, it's been on and off, on and off, on and off. So
MSNBC anyway has, and they haven't. That's the first time they've called for Biden.
Okay. Yeah.
They've been more conservative than even Fox has about calling out.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know that program in the library I really like.
Yeah, I think that's really cool thing. And I tell you what, the library here locally, we, you know, for those who don't know, we've got a true gem in the Gem City here. I mean, I've lived in other communities the size of Frankfort, and not a one of them has had the services and the outreach that the Frankfort Community Public Library has.
I agree with you. Anyway, I just let you know, man. I want you to know about Trump not winning Arizona because I didn't hear you say anything about it.
Yeah,
well, I almost feel sorry for him.
No, you don't. He wouldn't feel sorry for you, so don't feel sorry for him.
No, I know he wouldn't. I just want to try and figure out what he's wanting to do with the military.
Yeah, I don't know. I've not seen a whole lot on that. I know he's always said he's a big military guy, and he certainly beefed up the military, and I was all for that. Now, one thing I did hear on Fox News this morning at 7 o'clock here on WILO was that some judge in Pennsylvania said that the attorney general did not have the authority a couple days before to do what he did, which was count unconfirmed ballots past November 3rd, if I'm not mistaken. Now, I don't know what that means as far as a lot of additional ballots that maybe it would mean that Trump won Pennsylvania instead of Biden. There's a couple states that are doing recounts. The biggest thing is I've had people call me the last couple days, Larry, and almost yell at me and say, look, you need to just accept the fact that Biden is going to be the next president. And I do. I call him president-elect, although he swore at the debate he wouldn't until everything was certified. And he's calling himself the president-elect now. But I just want to make sure it's fair. And if it takes another couple days to get these recounts and everybody feels good about it and it says Joe Biden still, I'm totally behind that. God bless America.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just want to be right.
Why people would yell at you about Biden being president? There's no sense. There's no sense of getting upset about him being president or not being president.
Right, and some of these are conservatives. You know, they called me up and said that too. One of them did it on the air the other day.
Maybe they were members of that Lincoln Project.
Maybe.
You know, that fascinated me how many older Republicans that had been involved with politics for years and were involved with that.
Jumped on board with that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That black man that used to be RNC chairman.
Yes, I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name right now, but yeah.
Steele, I think, is his last name.
Yeah. You're right.
Anyway, it's interesting. I just hope the people who are fanatically pro-Trump don't get carried away after they confirm Biden as president.
Me too. And I promise that I won't. here on Party Line or off the air.
Well,
or on Facebook.
We're going to keep tabs on the other end over here.
Anyway, have a great day.
You too, Larry.
And stay healthy.
All right. You do the same.
He's doing good so far, Larry. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate that. It is time for the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision. It's been a minute since I've had a chance to talk to this guy. Daryl, thanks for the call.
Yeah. How you guys doing today?
We're doing all right.
Doing great. Doing great. How you doing?
Not too bad. Staying in.
Right. That's probably the wise thing to do unless you absolutely have to get out. Well, I guess let's get this all this increase from your perspective. What's happening and how you think we're doing, besides probably not as good as we need to be?
Well, it seems to me that I think we're up to 10% now in Clinton County. Rodney could tell you more about that, but with Thanksgiving coming, and I think people will probably be more congregated, I look for it to even increase more after Thanksgiving, to tell you the truth. So we're planning to, like we have all along, is we're having a supply of PPE for all of our department heads, like the Sheriff's Department, Police Department, County Highway even, Fire Department and EMS, as far as making sure we have a good stockpile of PPE for them. Rodney Wong and I talked earlier in the year that we thought it would probably be lower in the summertime when people could get out, but once fall hit, we expected this to happen, so we planned for that. We're working with the health department and logistics to anything they need help with. EMA is there to help them.
What are you seeing out and about when you are out? Are you seeing people just not distancing, not wearing masks? What are you basically seeing when you're out?
Well, you know, I think I see a lot more masks out. Now, there's certain areas, I think, not to pick on anybody, but I think the Eagles had to shut down because they had an outbreak
right there.
Uh-huh. I know the American Legion's concerned about it. So it's the places, the bars, I guess, would be the places where you don't wear a mask and get fairly close, and you never know who's going to walk in, you know. So that would be that's one concern we have.
How difficult is it to judge what's going on in the schools? I mean, the school, most of them are about 50-50 being shut down and being e-learning right now, maybe a little bit more. What is your impression on what the schools are doing and how are they doing?
Well, I deal with Dr. Hanna. He's like the we have all the schools in Clinton County meetings quite often. And any information I have, I give to Dr. Hanna, and he disseminates that out. And I kind of use him as a point man. He fills me in on what's going on in each school. So that's how we handle that.
I know that they of Rossville, they're going to e-learning starting today and through all next week. And also, they're going to take those 3 days before Thanksgiving off as well. Would you recommend, if you're in that situation, it's a good thing to have for schools just to take that time off and, you know,
common sense tells me as an individual, that's probably a good thing to do, but, you know, that's more up to the health department. But, grandparent, four young kids in school, I'm concerned about it, but I think, Rossville's doing the right thing, in my opinion.
Okay.
With the way this is increasing.
I've also heard a possible thing that, you know, let's get to Thanksgiving and then let's not go back until January. Would you be in favor of something like that?
Well, that's out of my league, to tell you the truth, Ken.
Okay.
Dr. Hanna could probably fill you in on that. He's more than qualified to make the comment rather than I.
Okay. All right. So you got all your PPE stuff, and you're in good shape that way. So are we missing anything? Is there anything you want to bring out that you haven't talked about as of yet?
One thing we are doing is we're going to be – I'm working with the health department in the logistics as far as if we would get a vaccine, how are we going to disseminate that out? In the past, they used the 4-H building. But if we get a vaccine, let's say in January, and it's zero out. You can't very well have people stand in line.
No.
Especially 6 foot apart and use that building. So we're kicking around a few things, even maybe a drive-through clinic, or is an option, but that'll be up to the health department to make that call. But we're ready to help them any way we can.
So have you,
sheriff's department's also in on that. Rich Kelly's, him and I and Rodney are working on that.
So you have a basic, you have a basis for what you want to do when that happens, but you haven't got it finalized as of yet.
Right. We have plans from the past that we've used, but we have to tweak it to make sure it suits, this actual outbreak. So.
Okay. All right. If you got anything else?
The only other thing I got is we're, out of EMA, we're working on, Matt Stenham works
right
for me part-time out there, and he's working on, we're trying to get a training area set up out there. You know, I was on the fire department for 28 years, but I've been retired 15 years, and we never had a training area. We'd go to the parking lot at Walmart and train there. So we're actually getting some support from the county, city, and a lot of the factories are having some input to actually build a training facility where the fire department can go out there and actually train with towers and the whole works. So that's what we're doing. It wouldn't be a bad idea probably for you to have him on there sometime on Party Line, and he could give you an update on what we're doing and what our plans are.
I love that. Yeah.
So, okay. Daryl, thanks for the call this morning. Have a great weekend.
You guys, too. Be careful. Be safe.
All right. You too, Daryl. Take care.
You too. Thank you, sir. That is the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision. On Monday, we will have Rodney and then Adam Shanks on Tuesday, the Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets on Wednesday, and Heather Stewart with United Way Thursday, and Karen Gregerson to round out the week next week on Friday. Just about 7 minutes left in this portion of the program. If there's something on your mind, 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. Costco is giving members a new thing to complain about here again.
It's what they needed.
Right. Anyone, now, you know, when we started talking about COVID back in March, a lot of retailers were very strict about having to wear a mask when you come in. Of course, we had mandates in the state and everything. And everybody did that for about 3 weeks, you know. So there's still a lot of people wearing masks, but there's those out there who claim that the mask alters their breathing. They may have asthma issues. That's legit, right? Or they may just say they do because they don't want to wear a mask. But Costco is now saying, okay, if you can't wear a mask, you have to wear a face shield, you know, which is a clear plexiglass thing. I thought, well, good for them. You know, because that's really eliminating excuses if, you know, they feel that you have to have a mask on, right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, you get into the COVID fatigue and people start hearing, facts that make them feel a little more comfortable about things. And that's where it goes with no masks, and we see less masks, and, Daryl said he'd seen maybe more masks, and I think it just depends on where you're at. I think also everybody's talking about Thanksgiving and whether to get together, you know, this year and how to do that. So that's a true debate, you know.
Yep. Personally, for me, it isn't going to make any difference for me because we're not getting together. I just made sure of that.
Well, we usually do Thanksgiving at Shell's dad's house in Lafayette, West Lafayette. And we were just having a Facebook discussion, all of us on a group chat this morning about whether we should do it. He's 73, and she and I are the second oldest that'll be there. I'm in my 40s, and she's...
I was going to say, she's
a little older than me, we'll just say. So with that being said, her dad kind of feels, you know, he is a conservative guy, but he's comfortable, having everybody over. He wears his face mask in public. So I think we're going to go up to West Lafayette on Thanksgiving and have our traditional family get together.
Mm-hmm.
Good or bad, I don't know.
Right. Well, I'm ready to take over for you when you.
No, I mean, you know, I guess it could come to that. We've already, I think every business has probably been touched.
Oh, yeah.
By an employee or a relative of an employee or a husband of an employee. So, tomorrow's National Pickle Day, Ken. I love pickles.
I do too.
Now I like the bread and butter.
That's one I don't care much for.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I like those. I'll get a jar of those, a couple jars of those a year.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Vlasic Kosher Crunch. You know,
I love dill. So
yeah, dill's very good too. And I remember around Thanksgiving, we'd always have a little pickle tray at Mamaw's house. Uh-huh. You know, and we loved those for a long time.
Yep.
They say people have been eating them for more than 4,000 years.
I can believe that.
Every year, Americans crunch down more than 5 million pounds of pickles.
I hate to think back in prehistoric times. I don't know if it was part rock or what.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Well, I didn't realize until about 10 years ago that pickles are just basically a cucumber that's been, you know, however they put it together.
Been reworked and reflavored. And
Yeah. So I don't get Fox 59 at the Palatial Keith Estate. I am fortunate enough to get two or three networks, but that's it with my old antenna. But I couldn't watch the Colts last night as they ran wild in the second half to drop the Titans 34-17 on Thursday Night Football. That was in Nashville. Phillip Rivers passed for 308 yards and a TD for Indianapolis, which outscored Tennessee 21-0 after halftime. Colts are 6-3 on the season, and I think they tied the Titans for the AFC South lead.
I think they're a little bit ahead of them right now.
Okay.
Probably
okay.
Like percentage points or whatever. Yeah.
Okay. So, if we do get into postseason, that could be a big win that they were able to pick up.
Oh, yeah.
Arkansas is wanting to pay you to move to the Ozark Mountains, Ken.
No.
They'll give you top talent in science and, they will give so-called top talent in science and tech $10,000 if they relocate to one of their little towns. A couple catches. You have to be able to work remotely and move there permanently. On top of the 10 grand, they'll give you a mountain bike, too.
Still now, pass.
You know what? The Ozarks are probably beautiful, and if I had an unlimited amount of money, I'd probably live somewhere like that. But they're looking for top talent in science and tech, and if you're going to lure those people in, $10,000 ain't going to do it to get you to Arkansas.
No.
I'm sorry. Larry, good morning again.
Yeah, good morning. You was talking about pickles?
Yes, sir.
A few years ago, I bought a jar, a 1 gallon jar of pickles for my granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
My wife at that time had a fit, but we took that jar of pickles over. When she unwrapped that, all my grandkids got around her and they had that whole jar ate in about 2 hours. A whole gallon jar.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was always been funny to me that they would sit there and eat them pickles.
Yeah. Now, every now and then, it's been a couple of years since I bought one, but you've seen the big glass jars of pickles.
Yep.
That's not like the smaller regular size pickle. They'll sell the big ones for, you know, a little more. Those will usually go, they'll kind of go to waste in my house because not a whole lot of people eats them, you know, so.
They would never, my grandkids would have them scarfed up.
Right?
Yeah. You know, anyway, have a great day and stay healthy, guys.
All right. You too, Larry.
Right.
We appreciate that. We're taking a break. Coming right back with Rodney Juan next on Wylo's Party Line.
This is Party Line.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
All calls are recorded.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
Here's one thing we can all agree on. We all want a safe, healthy, and prosperous community for our children and ourselves. We'd like to see our local businesses grow and prosper, and we'd like to support our schools, our parks, and our local economy. Shop, invest, and volunteer locally. Be community-minded. We are Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA. Community-minded. just like you.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.